From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Former U.S. FBI Director Robert Mueller has been named special counsel to oversee the investigation into Russian influence in the 2016 presidential election. VOA's Bill Gallo reporting now from the White House.
A defiant Donald Trump. Speaking alongside Colombia's president, Trump slammed the appointment of a special counsel to look into his campaign's possible ties to Russia.
Believe me, there's no collusion.
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Not everyone, including Trump's own deputy attorney general, who on Wednesday appointed former FBI director Robert Mueller as special counsel to head the investigation. Trump has been accused of obstructing the probe after he fired James Comey as FBI director. Trump also reportedly asked Comey to stop looking into his former White House National Security Advisor Mike Flynn, who was in touch with Russian officials during the campaign. Many members of Congress are not convinced. Bill Gallo, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. State Department summoned Turkey's ambassador after bodyguards and supporters of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan beat protesters outside the Turkish embassy this week here in Washington. Some U.S. officials said the aggressors violated American protections on free speech. The embassy blamed the violence on groups linked to the PKK, Kurdistan Workers' Party. U.S.-led coalition aircraft have struck pro-Syrian government forces that continue to violate the so-called deconfliction zone set up around an army base where special forces are training Syrian militias. Tensions in the area have escalated as Syrian government forces and the U.S.-backed Syrian forces fight closer to one another. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Washington State Governor Jay Inslee have met to discuss a shared interest ranging from trade to climate change. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
It's an opportunity to talk about the incredibly close ties between Washington State and British Columbia, and indeed all of Canada. We're both very strongly engaged on issues of climate change, on issues of openness to trade, on leadership on refugees as well, and an understanding that diversity can be a real source of strength.
Then Governor Inslee talked about the cooperation between his state and the Canadian leader.
We share a view that innovation is the very heartbeat of our economies. We share this commitment to keep our hearts open to the dispossessed and the refugees of the world. And to have a leader of our neighbor to the north who's committed to these things is great.
Canada is Washington State's second largest destination for exports, behind China, according to the state's Commerce Department. Bilateral trade between Washington State and Canada totaled $19.8 billion last year. President Trump's administration says it has notified Congress it intends to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico. Luis Videgaray is a Mexican politician and diplomat who serves as Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Affairs.
The government of Mexico welcomes this development.
We are prepared.
We are ready.
Nosotros estamos listos.
This is to work together
para trabajar
with both the governments of the U.S.
con
and Canada
los gobiernos de Estados Unidos
to make
y
our
Canada
trade agreement better.
Para mejorar nuestro acuerdo comercial,
the people of the U.S. and the people of Canada.
Renegotiation of NAFTA was a key promise of Mr. Trump's during his presidential campaign when he frequently called the treaty a disaster. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the nation's economic growth can rise to 3% if taxes and regulations are cut. Treasury Secretary spoke before a Senate committee on his first congressional testimony since he was confirmed in that job. Mnuchin's voice, President Trump, says tax and regulation reforms will boost the economy. The death of rock musician Chris Cornell, whose distinctive voice led the band Soundgarden and Audioslave, has been ruled a suicide. Medical authorities in the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan, say the 52-year-old Cornell hanged himself in his hotel room after a Soundgarden performance in Detroit.
That's the latest world news from VOA.